The Journal is your daily deep dive into the biggest stories in money, business, and power. For a wider look at today's news, The Wall Street Journal's got you covered. Our What's News podcast. It's concise, comprehensive, with context and analysis. Twice a day, on the go. It's the news that shapes your world, so you can take on the world. Subscribe to What's News from The Wall Street Journal, wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, July 10th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. 4 months after businesses closed their doors and laid off millions of workers, there are signs that the pandemic is loosening its grip on the nation's labor market. The number of Americans receiving jobless benefits last week fell to its lowest level since mid-April. But government data indicates a full recovery could take months, if not years.
In the last few weeks, we saw a growing number of small businesses saying either they were closed or they were giving their workers fewer hours. And that's a concerning trend because it could suggest that as COVID cases have been again on the rise, businesses are reacting by either reclosing or seeing less demand and not needing as many workers to provide their services.
So who's been hit hardest by the pandemic and who's recovering the quickest? Our reporter Eric Morath will join us with details after the break.
When the world is at a standstill, facts can move us forward. Facts help us make decisions and bring us together even as we're apart. The Wall Street Journal has the facts in these uncertain times. Get the latest on the coronavirus outbreak with free coverage of the crisis and its impact on the economy, politics, culture, and daily life. Find the clarity you need with America's most trusted news source. Visit WSJ.com and stay informed.
The pandemic wiped out a decade of job gains in a matter of weeks earlier this year. And while many of those jobs have returned, there are still millions of Americans out of work. Our labor economics and policy reporter Eric Morath has been looking into government data to see where jobs have been lost and where we're seeing recovery. So, Eric, what pace of recovery do economists expect in the labor market?
We saw that about 21 million jobs were lost in March and April. And then so far in May and June, about 7.5 million were recovered, or about a third. So even at that pace, it would take us, you know, into the end of the year to recover all the jobs. But economists have warned that the recent job growth this spring is likely to slow substantially in the coming months. So it certainly could take, well into next year before we see all the jobs lost recovered.
Now, every demographic group was hit hard by the pandemic, but tell me about how Hispanic workers have fared.
Yeah, Hispanic workers were hit the hardest, and I think that represents the industries which Hispanic workers are overrepresented in, particularly places like hotels and restaurants. Largely, those businesses were shut completely in parts of March and April. And so the job loss was strongest in that area. As those businesses have been allowed to reopen, we've seen the strongest job growth also among Hispanic workers.
And how did the pandemic affect Black and Asian workers?
Black and Asian workers both saw pretty substantial job losses. Black workers was the second worst of them among the four groups tracked by the Labor Department. And then, you know, in the recovery, both groups have seen job growth at a much slower pace than for whites. Yeah, white workers did lose a substantial number of jobs, but they lost jobs at the slowest pace among the four racial groups and have regained jobs at the second best pace following Hispanic workers.
And across all demographics, who was the least likely to lose their jobs?
Well, the group least likely to lose their job were the best educated workers. Those workers were most likely to have jobs where they could transition to work remotely, work from home. People that generally work in offices. And then some highly educated workers, you know, you can think of doctors, you know, they were, you know, called to duty and therefore, kept on the job during this crisis.
And going through the numbers, did age make a difference in terms of who lost their jobs?
Yes, we saw that younger workers are the most likely, those younger than 24, to lose their jobs. And I think that shows that they are most likely to work at jobs that require you to report in person. Think about working at a mall or some other types of services. And when they're not allowed to even show up to work, of course, they're more likely to lose their job than an office worker that might be able to transition their computer to their basement.
So when you trace job losses among men and women, what does the data tell you?
Women lost jobs at a faster rate than men so far in this coronavirus pandemic. And, you know, that's interesting because it's the opposite of what we saw in 2007 and 2009 when men lost jobs disproportionately in manufacturing and construction. Here, I think it reflects that women are overrepresented in certain fields that were affected, including non-hospital healthcare. Majority of people who work in healthcare are women. And we saw, you know, your pediatrician or your general practitioner doctor have to close their offices, dentist offices have to close, and that affected women more than men.
Now, we know demographically who was hit hardest, but in terms of industries, where were the most job losses?
Yeah, the most job losses were in the service sector. So hotels, restaurants, retail, healthcare, you know, the places that, you know, had to shut down because, you know, people couldn't walk in the doors anymore.
Has that stayed the status quo or, you know, have there been changes to that scenario?
Yes, we've seen that the service sector has also had the fastest rebound as these types of businesses have been allowed to reopen in many states. And now it's shifted that the most recent job losses have occurred in the public sector, government jobs. And that includes, you know, state and local workers and school teachers. And I think that's because as states and cities realize the tax revenue is going to be falling as many individuals are out of work and not spending money, not collecting sales tax, they're going to need to cut their budgets. And unfortunately, that means cutting jobs.
Now, Eric, you also looked into non-government data to find out about the severity of job losses and the recovery. What did you learn?
So we looked at data from small businesses, and it showed that while there was a pretty healthy rebound like we talked about in May and in the beginning of June, you know, more recently in the last few weeks, we saw a growing number of small businesses saying either they were closed or they were giving their workers fewer hours. And that's a concerning trend because it could suggest that as COVID cases have been again on the rise, businesses are reacting by either reclosing or seeing less demand and not needing as many workers to provide their services.
All right. That's our reporter, Eric Morath, joining us. Eric, thanks for coming on the show.
Sure. Happy to join you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.